This passage is from a book written by Mark Manson, which is called as The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. So, and it's a good book. I've not completely read it, by the way, but it just adds a lot of understanding. It reduces our need to criticize ourselves. So I'm going to read this, and it's going to be a little offbeat, so please listen to it intently. It has become an accepted part of our culture today to believe that we are all destined to do something truly extraordinary. Celebrities say that. Business tycoons say that. Politicians say that. Even Oprah says it. So if she says it, it must be true. Each and every one of us can be extraordinary. We all deserve greatness. The fact that this statement is inherently contradictory. After all, if everyone were extraordinary, then by definition, no one would be extraordinary, is missed by most people. And instead of questioning what we actually deserve or don't deserve, we eat the message up and ask for more. Being average has become the new standard of failure. The worst thing you can be is in the middle of the pack, the middle of the bell curve. When a culture's standard of success is to be extraordinary, it then becomes better to be at the extreme low end of the bell curve than to be in the middle. Because at least there, you're still special and deserve attention. Many people choose this strategy to prove to everyone that they are the most miserable on one side of the curve, or the most oppressed, or the most victimized, or on the other side, the most extraordinary or the most successful. A lot of people are afraid to accept mediocrity because they believe that if they accept it, they'll never achieve anything, never improve, and that their life won't matter. This sort of thinking is dangerous. Once you accept the premise that a life is worthwhile only if it is truly notable and great, then you basically accept the fact that most of the human population, including me and you, sucks and is worthless. And this mindset can quickly turn dangerous to both you and others. The rare people who do become truly exceptional at something do so not because they believe they are exceptional. On the contrary, they become amazing because they are obsessed with improvement. And that obsession with improvement stems from an unerring belief that they are in fact not that great at all. It's anti-entitlement. People who become great at something become great because they understand that they are not already great. They are mediocre, they are average, and that they could be so much better. And it's not because they don't like being mediocre. It's that they accept being mediocre and then go to the next step of being the next version of themselves. All of this, every person can be extraordinary and achieve greatness stuff, is basically just jerking off your ego. It's a message that tastes good going down, but in reality is nothing more than empty calories that make you emotionally fat and bloated, the proverbial Big Mac for your heart and your brain. The ticket to emotional health, like that to physical health, comes from eating your veggies. That is accepting the bland and mundane truths of life. Truths such as your actions actually don't matter that much in the grand scheme of things. And the vast majority of your life will be boring and not noteworthy, and that's okay. this vegetable course will taste bad at first. Very bad. You will avoid accepting it. But once digested and ingested, your body will wake up feeling more potent and more alive. After all, that constant pressure to be something amazing, to be the next big thing, will be lifted off your back. The stress and anxiety of always feeling inadequate and constantly needing to prove yourself will dissipate. And the knowledge and acceptance of your own mundane existence will actually free you to accomplish what you truly wish to accomplish without judgment or lofty expectations. You will have a growing appreciation for life's basic experiences, the pleasure of simple friendship, creating something, helping a person in need, reading a good book, laughing with someone you care about. Sounds boring, doesn't it? That's because these things are ordinary. But maybe they are ordinary for a reason, because they are what actually matters. So this was a passage from a book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, A Counterintuitive Approach to Living a Good Life, authored by Mark Manson. Thank you for listening to this.